Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Last week, Amy O'Grady started as a senior policy analyst for the Columbus City Council. In Council President Zach Klein's words, she'll
spearhead the effort to implement the Adam H. Opioid Action Plan.
She's overseeing the city and the county's efforts to combat the opiate epidemic, and she joins me now. Good afternoon, Amy.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us about this position. What will you be doing?
It will involve a number of tasks. I mean, not only will we be working on specific action items to fight the drug epidemic, but it's also really making sure that the community agencies and the people in Franklin County are working together to combat this problem. Through my efforts, on behalf of Zach Klein, we'll make sure that everybody is on the same page about where resources are and what we can do as a community to fight the problem.
On that note, there was some infighting earlier this year between the county coroner, the county commission, and Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther over the structure and the leadership of this new task force and the fight more largely against opiate abuse. Does your appointment give absolute clarity on who's leading these efforts in the county?
Listen, I think it's my job to make sure that I have relationships with county agencies and folks in the city and just people in the community. So I really can't speak as to past, conflicts that have happened. I really don't know much about it, to be honest with you. And I don't, think that at this point it's something that we want to focus on, even, no matter what did occur or didn't occur. I think we're at a point where we really have this opiate action plan. We have, the experts in the community that we're relying on for help, and we want to pull all of them together as one and really just take this on as best as we can.
You left a job working on opioid crisis policy in Attorney General Mike DeWine's office. In a way, you're going from a statewide level, drilling down to the local. Do you think that's a more effective way to fight this crisis?
I think if you talked with anybody in the state, they would agree that a lot happens. Most things happen at the local level. I loved the opportunity to be at the state level and really work on policy and really have that mindset and that charge to make sure that we have local relationships, because at the end of the day, it wasn't the Attorney General's office or the governor that would, dig their heels in and roll their sleeves up and do the work. It's here. It's local in the counties. And I'm honored to come back here and really work where my husband and I are raising our kids.
A lot of cities have sued prescription drug makers and distributors. Do you have plans to sue?
That decision isn't up to me. I really can't comment on that.
Who is it up to?
Well, it's up to our city leaders, our city and county leaders. And, at this point, it's, certainly not something that I'm in a position to comment on.
A big part of this is increasing the number of beds available. People say we need more support for first responders. People say we need more naloxone, more community education for prevention. There's a lot of prongs to fighting the opioid crisis. What is your top priority?
That's the hard part, and I've said this before. It's a balancing act. You certainly have to look at what we can do for people that are in the midst of this crisis, people that need treatment, family members that are at a loss about how to get their loved ones help and are really struggling because their loved ones are in the depths of the, the plagues of this disease. But we also have to look upstream. We've got kids that if we don't get to them now in the schools and in their homes when they go home at the end of the night and talk with them about the dangers of these drugs, we're in trouble. So we have to do our best on the prevention end as well. We also have to think down the road about underlying health issues that can come from addiction. We've got so many circumstances where people who, are contracting Hep C and HIV because of needle use. And we really just need to, I should say bad needle use. We really just need to keep an eye on things like that about health and heart disease and really some things that could be, resulting from this disease of addiction.
Amy O'Grady, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thanks.